Before we get started on Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine, we'd like to tell you about the Miracle Moments Luncheon to benefit Easter Seals UCP Port Health. Earfluence, which produces this podcast, is a proud sponsor, and we'd like you to join us May 1st, 2024 at 11:30 Eastern Time at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary. This event helps raise funds and awareness for the life-changing direct services provided to more than 40,000 children, adults, and families living with disabilities, mental health, and substance challenges so they can live their best lives. We'll put more information on Easter Seals and the luncheon in the show notes, but again, that's Wednesday, May 1st at 11:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary, and we hope to see you there.
Attention, bourbon lovers. Are you ready for a taste sensation like no other? Old Raleigh Distillery, recently awarded Best Micro Distillery in the U.S., invites you to experience the art of whiskey blending firsthand. Located just east of Raleigh in downtown Zebulon, the distillery specializes in premium, micro-batch bourbon and limited-release whiskeys. Visit the tasting room Tuesday through Sunday to savor a wide variety of whiskeys, specialty cocktails, wine, and beer. And don't miss a chance to peek behind the curtain with a tour of the blending operation every Saturday and Sunday at 1 and 2 p.m. For more information and to plan your visit, visit oldraleighdistillery.com. Follow on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Old Raleigh Distillery for exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content. Old Raleigh Distillery, where every sip tells a story.
As editors and publishers and, you know, in this industry, your job is to live, eat, and breathe in this city and to know it better than anyone.
They're really hoping people to bike along the Greenway, stop, have a beer, grab a barbecue sandwich, and pedal on.
What more could you want?
You're listening to Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I'm your host, Gina Stevens. You may know Raleigh Magazine, but what you may not know is how we get our stories. It's all inside baseball. You'd be surprised what people will tell us. Our MO is telling stories no one else is telling. So this podcast is where you get the inside access to stories you won't read anywhere else. So let's dive into some of Raleigh Magazine's biggest stories. CNBC recently named North Carolina as the number one state in the U.S. for business. We can clearly see that playing out in Raleigh with all the new developments in bar and restaurant openings. With me today to talk about the exploding food scene is Editor-in-Chief Melissa Housem.
Hello. Happy to be here. So, look, it's our very fun job to tell you what's coming and when, and we get excited like kids on Christmas, you know, waiting for these things to happen. And actually, side note, if you don't know, we have two pages in every issue dedicated to foodie news, literally what it's called. And this is just, oh gosh, anywhere from like 20 to 30 little blurbs of like what's coming and when. And we actually don't put this online. So it's a great reason to grab a print copy or subscribe. And it's really just what you need to know is going on in the food scene. But one of the things that's interesting, though, is that we're telling you when we put the magazine out what we know when we know it. This is opening in July or summer or winter or whatever. And when we announce a new concept and we tell you when it's coming, it's not just some bullshit. Forgive my French.
It feels like that way.
It feels that way, though. So Jufro is a good example of that.
Oh, my God. We broke that story a year ago.
And this is a full feature, not just foodie news.
Oh, yeah. This was a full feature. We broke this story when Jufro and Soul Taco announced they were taking over the Remedy Diner spot on Morgan Street. Mm-hmm. This was big news. We sat down with both the all three owners, the chefs, and really talked about it. So to give you background, Soul Taco is a super popular taco spot in Richmond, and it's exactly what it sounds. It's soul food and a taco. Think collards, all kinds of great things. And if you know anything about that Remedy Diner building, the kitchen is in the center. So they had been doing pop-ups in Richmond with this concept called Jufro, which I have to admit, when I even say that out loud, I have to explain it. But they were going to, so the idea is they're going to put Soul Taco on one side and Jufro on the other. Mm-hmm. And Jufro is a delicatessen with sort of a mixture of melding Jewish and African ingredients and cooking styles. There comes the name, Jufro. These guys are super cool. I mean, they have done neat things, but they were really hoping to be open by the end of last summer.
Yeah.
They got into the building and realized that there were some issues they didn't know about. And so rumor has it, strong rumor, that they will be open the 1st of August.
That's incredible. And these guys, they were on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, yes. If I have the order of the name right. And then they are also just recently on the NCF&B podcast.
Yes, and that's where they kind of dropped the bomb that they are very, very close to being ready to open.
Yeah, that was really cool. Another one that I've personally been chomping at the bit for is M Sushi. So Gina always rolls her eyes. And in fact, our producer, Jason, I think, was the first one. I don't remember if we aired it or not. I think you made us cut it. But he asked me when I was on the Earfluence podcast what my favorite restaurant was.
And she chose something in Durham. Yes. She works for Raleigh Magazine.
Yeah, I think we made him cut it.
Yes.
But anyway, so I love Mike Lee. I love M Sushi. He did used to own Sono, and I still love Sono, and I give them a lot of love. Everybody knows that. But anyway, I will not be in trouble for claiming M Sushi anymore because they're coming to Fenton.
They'll be in Wake County finally.
Exactly. So I've been very excited about this. Mike's a friend of mine, the owner, Mike Lee. And, you know, all throughout this, even just as friends, he's like, oh, friends and family's coming up. We're opening soon. Fall, winter, spring, summer. And we go through all the seasons and it doesn't happen. But look, this isn't a shot at Mike. This is just what's been going on, obviously, with all these restaurants that they're anticipated, they're ready to go. And they're just running into problems. You know, we did the Fenton Fab Five story. We talked about five restaurants coming to Fenton and the fabulous chefs opening them. Oh, and a bar, of course, Dram and Draft. And they're all still waiting.
Yeah, Dram, I texted Kevin before we started this. I still think they're headed for sometime late August, early September, but they started out saying May. I mean, I think there's a big event that's happening over there September 11th that they're involved with, and they want to have their rooftop patio open. So I know they're shooting for that. Coletta, which is from the Indigo Road Group, and Steve Palmer out of Charleston. It's an Italian concept. We found out today that is, they are actually claiming they may be the first full service restaurant to open at Fenton, and that will be in August.
Yep, which is what Mike just told me too, in August. So Coletta may open first, but it looks like either way, they'll both be coming very soon. And we actually recently announced Coletta's executive chef. We got to announce that first, and we always love that. So he's from Paris, the executive chef, Oscar Nappi. He brings quite the pedigree. He's got 20-plus years of experience in restaurants and hotels in Paris, Italy, London, California, Chapel Hill, and Cary now. So he's covering a diverse range of cuisines, or he has, and it'll be exciting. We're going to get to go to the grand opening and also, I think, get a sneak peek. So you guys stay tuned to our social for that. But yeah, like we said, you know, this is a widespread problem. This is not just something going on with Jufro or something going on with M Sushi or Coletta. I mean, this is really happening across the board, like in Smoky Hollow.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny when we first talked to Tyler of Happy and Hale, you know, he's opened Madre, which will be the largest space out there. It's over 5,000 square feet. It's a Spanish tapas restaurant with a bar outside as well. And he joked about being open last Mother's Day. He wanted to have it ready to roll out for Mother's Day in honor of his mom. And here we are. They haven't even started construction. They don't have a permit for construction. And so I think that's getting started. But he has... And the same thing with Gary Crunkleton out of Chapel Hill. They're opening a Crunkleton. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
And everybody's so ambitious. Like when we talk to Tyler, it's like, okay, we're not going to make Mother's Day, but maybe September. Okay, maybe October. And now he's saying end of year. But we also had, we broke yesterday on our social media that like some news about the sixth location of Happy and Hale, just while we're talking about Tyler. So that's going to be at Six Forks Station, and it'll be opening in mid to late August. But it will be the first location to have what he's calling a, quote, pickup through, which means you order ahead, pull up next to the building, they hand it to you. So that's pretty cool. Like, we put up renderings on our Instagram. You can check it out. But, yeah, I mean, this is the sixth location. People love this. They don't have the same, you know, menu that they're famous for.
This one's close to our office.
Yeah, and actually, on a personal note, so, you know, we just did an episode on Fayetteville Street, and Tyler was one of the pioneers of Fayetteville Street. He opened Happy and Hale, for people who don't know this, as like a cart, like a juice cart, and it was like a pedicab. Mm-hmm. And so they would deliver it, or you could like order it. You could go up to it and order on Fayetteville Street. Yeah, I actually got to write this story when they opened. Raleigh Magazine didn't exist yet, so you can't be mad. But it's for the In-N-Out website. But anyway, so I interviewed Tyler and his partner, and at the time, we were buddies. And so I lived in Cameron Village, and it was called that then. And Tyler would, I'm not kidding you, I would text him, and he would ride his bike from Fayetteville Street to bring me juices.
No wonder you talk about him
and
all the time.
And so yesterday when he was giving me this information, he was like, from bringing you juice on my bike to opening my six Happy Inhale. And I was like,
I can't believe
they
have
beginnings.
Six locations.
I can't believe he brought me juice on a bike. I like, I wouldn't have done that for anyone.
No.
It's very nice.
Not at all.
Well, icon since 1949, and where Raleigh comes to celebrate, savor, and enjoy. Village District is celebrating 75 years of tradition and taste. You can stop by the Village and outfit yourself and your home in iconic Raleigh style at shops like Uniquities and Ballard Designs. Or take a date night to icon status at Taza Kitchen and Good Nights Comedy Club. You can look forward to the new additions at Village District coming soon, like Pastino Wine Cafe or FP, Free People Movement. Be the first to know all Village news, events, sales, store openings, giveaways, and more by following Village District on Instagram at Shop Village District, visiting their website at shopvillagedistrict.com, or by signing up to receive text by texting the word VILLAGE to 919-701-0202.
Yeah, but yeah, we announce a lot of cool stuff on our Instagram. I mean, I think it's, you know, when we get it, we don't hold on to it because we know it'll get out quickly.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Some stories you can hold on to for print, and others, they are immediate things you just want to shout.
Well, other good news, I got just before we started taping, The Preserve, which is Ed Mitchell, recently inducted into Barbecue Hall of Fame. He and his son Ryan are partnering with Lou Michalkas and LM Restaurants to do The Preserve. It's in the First Carolina Ale House location on Hodges Street. It's going to be super cool. It backs up to the Greenway. It's going to have fire pits outside. They're going to have a rotating pit master or visiting pit master come in. So when you arrive at the front door, there'll be a board that tells you what's coming off the coals, if you will, and who is a pit master of the day. And they're really hoping for people to bike along the Greenway, stop, have a beer, grab a barbecue sandwich, and pedal on.
Yeah, it sounds super cool. And like, if you guys didn't hear us, the last week's episode was dedicated to barbecue in full. And so this spot and many others. So you should definitely give that a listen for more on that.
The Preserve is back under construction. They don't have a lot to do. And they're hoping to be open early January, early 2023.
So a long time coming.
I know.
Because I think we said we first broke the news of this in 2019.
Yes. So. On our cover, we broke the news of this and did a big story on, I mean, having Ed Mitchell do anything.
Yeah.
So he's one of, if you don't know this, he was one of the original partners with Greg Hadum in The Pit. Mm-hmm. And he left and moved on to other things. But he is a superstar.
He definitely is. He's Barbecue Hall of Fame.
And a very sweet man to talk to.
So another one that we just got the exclusive reveal on is Glass House.
Yes. So the sister spot to White Hill, which is opening very soon, if not already in the last couple of days, is Glass House. It's going to be at RTP, and it's really exactly what it sounds like. It's floor-to-ceiling glass with lots of greenery inside. Their claim is that if you don't want to be an outside person, you don't want to deal with all the bugs and the heat or the cold, you're going to feel like you're outside sitting inside. It will have a big patio with fire pits and bocce courts and all kinds of things. But their pizza oven is going to be pretty phenomenal. They're going to do pizzas and sandwiches and then sort of heavier plates or tapas style at night.
And of course, the wine list, we can't forget. So Sarah is going through the courses of the sommelier or might have finished them. So I'm going to, we'll have to come back to you on that. But if Sarah's picking the wine, either way, we'll be there drinking it. And really, like you said, she's created with her team the perfect ambiance, this glass house feel kind of merging with this greenhouse feel for a very alfresco affair. And you can be, like you said, outside. If you want to be literally outside, you can be outside. And brunch is coming.
Oh, that's right. Our favorite thing.
We love brunch, I know.
And while we mention that, Y Hill has finally brought lunch back. Just started a couple of weeks ago, and I had it yesterday, and it was amazing. Love the menu. Highly recommend the pimento cheese.
Love that lunch is starting to come back.
Finally.
Downtown,
I'm
or
ready.
Anywhere for that matter.
That is my go-to right now when I'm meeting with people. We're going to lunch.
Yep.
Support the restaurants. We're going to lunch.
love that.
Another cool thing, if you're familiar with Pelagic Beer and Wine over behind Crawford and Son off Person Street, that amazingly cute couple, Matt and Amanda, are opening a new spot called Riparian Provision Company on South Saunders Street. It's a big space. I think it's like 3,000 square feet or something. It's got beer and wine, snacks to go. It's really cool.
Yeah, and the space is actually the impetus for this. So Pelagic is crazy popular, obviously, but they feel like they didn't have the space there. It's 800 square feet to fully realize their vision. So they created what they called their younger, spunkier sibling. And this is, you know, it's about 2,500 square feet. You're right at it. And it's designed as a tasting bar, though, with this thoughtfully curated retail space, hence Provisions Company. And they're sort of planning to run the gamut, everything from your daily needs to a plant, if you need that. They'll have a plant corner.
Yeah, and cool.
I think on their Instagram, if I remember, it's like the new space for beer, wine, plants, provisions, and community.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I love where they're going.
Oh, absolutely.
And one that's already open is Brookside Bodega. I mean, this is from the Lee Robinson and David Meeker Think Trophy, irregardless. It's in the former Falafel & Co. space at the Shops at Brookside. I love this building. I would have loved to have made that into an office. It would have been a waste, but it is such a cool space.
Yeah.
I mean, and they what's funny is they describe it as their goal is to make it an affordable spot that everyone in the neighborhood can afford, whether you're in the $1.5 million house or to the projects, which are a couple of blocks away. Everyone's going to, they want to come, hang out, enjoy. And I like that.
I know.
All inclusive.
Yes, exactly.
Affordable to all.
And for a little backstory, so bodega can have a couple different meanings or several. In New York, it's sort of that corner C-store filled with your everyday needs and notoriously good breakfast sandwiches prepared usually by the cashier. And for the Latina community, you know, just swap the breakfast sandwiches for birria tacos. And in Spain, a bodega translates to a wine shop. So obviously that's a spot for wine, but usually tapas too. So at Brookside, for them, the term was fluid and they really wanted to merge all three of these meanings. The people involved all had personal experiences in those different styles of bodegas. And so this one does lean a little more New York style, and the menu is actually also very vegetarian friendly. That was important to them. Mm. But they said, and this is funny, the market side carries the 50 most common things you'd expect a convenience store to have. And I was like, when I go in there and decide if I think that's true, I'm sure it is. But basically, in a nutshell, this Brookside Bodega is like toilet paper, breakfast sandwiches, killer food and wine, all under one roof. Like, what more could you want?
I don't know, but I'd like to put it to the test and figure out what those 50 things are that supposedly are in there. The other spot that I cannot wait for, Jason Howard, let's open, is Rainbow Luncheonette. You may remember we basically described it as a Waffle House on steroids with liquor. It's on West Street, just down from his other spot, Pink Boot. And, you know, it's just going to serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I think he said Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, the only thing on the dinner menu is going to be a ribeye, a baked potato, and a salad with French dressing, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's if you know Jason, you know it's going to be cool. The app, I mean, we photographed it months and months ago.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. We did this story last fall. So but the signage was up. It's like ready to go.
It is.
Right?
It's ready to go. And I actually think he has his CO. I think he could be in there. But he, typical of Jason, he's got 14 projects going at one time.
Well,
he
fair.
Just, little ombre, little ombre,
little ombre,
just opened in Clayton and about, oh, I don't know, 10 days ago. And
they blew up our social media. So
they are killing it. I ran into one of the guys who had worked down there and he said, I've never made as many tacos. I didn't know a restaurant could turn out as many tacos. And they're not a full service restaurant. They're a bar with tacos. Think Cardinal beer with hot dogs.
Right.
This is...
And a lot of the people I know you have a big announcement, but a lot of the people, I'll just say, like, the comments on this thread, people had already been.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, it's amazing. Yeah. And there's a margarita slushy machine.
Oh, God. She may never come back from Clayton. But the cool news is he texted me, and I haven't gotten permission to say this, but who knows? Maybe he won't listen. He has signed a lease on a location to do possibly a split between a Cardinal Little Ombre in Wake Forest.
Hell yes.
And so I told him, I said, now, okay, come in just a little further. I want him to do one near the office.
Yeah.
And he goes, find me a building.
Oh,
so we have
okay.
a personal challenge to find him a building.
And also, it's always better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Clearly, you live by that rule, I know.
Yeah.
Want more of Raleigh Magazine in between issues? Visit RaleighMag.com and subscribe to our newsletters. They come out Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. 5-minute read keeps you up to date. And especially on Friday, dish on this: where to eat, where to drink, what to do this weekend. Subscribe for free at RaleighMag.com.
So, rapid fire. I know the answer to this before I even ask it. What's the a new thing opening you're most excited about? Okay, all together, M Sushi. Okay.
Fine. What's yours?
She's going to have to move on once it's open. I'm really excited to try Jufro and Soul Taco. And obviously, Madre, just the description of it makes me want to try it. But I was in Richmond this past weekend and tried to get to Soul Taco and just couldn't find the time and couldn't work it out. But I'm really curious about these two concepts in that building. I like Remedy Diner. I liked the layout of that place. I hope they kept the design of it kind of the same. So I'm excited about that one.
Well, you actually, I know we're doing rapid fire, but you have a little information on some other things that are coming that we've been waiting on for a long time.
Well, I do, and I've been sworn to secrecy for so long on this that, and probably the best news is I can keep a business secret. Other than that, don't tell me your secrets. I'm not good. True. Business secrets, I don't burn my sources, but we do know what is slated to go on the rooftop of the Dylan and who is going to do it. And yes, it is a local concept. We knew that Kane was holding out and wanted it to be a local concept. And hopefully we will have an announcement on that coming up pretty soon in the magazine. But
yes, I'm very excited.
For now, my lips are sealed.
Well, in the meantime, we could tell them about the next issue.
Yeah. So since we launched the magazine 7 years ago, we've always done our September issue has been our best restaurants issue. That meant something different to us, and it means in other cities. We weren't so egotistical as to think that a brand new magazine should be cocky enough to say, oh, we know what the best restaurant in town is. Or, however, 7 years in, I think we've earned the trust of our readers and earned the trust of our restaurateurs and the community that when our September issue drops on August 31st, it will have Raleigh Magazine's top 25 restaurants.
Yep.
This year, and Raleigh, our choice for the best restaurant of the year and the best new restaurant of the year.
Yeah, we've earned our stripes. I mean, as editors and publishers and, in this industry, your job is to live, eat, and breathe in this city and to know it better than anyone. And you do, like you said, have to build that trust with your reader before you get to just do something as big as, say, these are the 25 best restaurants. But we're there, and we're excited to tell everybody what they are.
We are. As I said, I was traveling last weekend, and I used another publication to pick a couple of spots, and I came back preaching to the team that, we have to be authentic, and we have to make sure that the places we write about and that we recommend are truly the best.
Right.
And so we're using the trifecta. The restaurants that top this list will have great food, great service, and great atmosphere.
They have and to great have cocktails. Let's just add that into the chart.
Yes, of course. That's on her list. And so, yes, we are excited about it. And we have narrowed it down to two or three restaurants that will probably make it for best restaurant and best new restaurant.
We're all arguing about that.
We're all arguing and bickering, and we're all secretly dining at restaurants, not telling them we're coming.
Exactly.
So,
fun stuff.
So stay tuned. We will do an entire podcast on Raleigh Magazine's 25 best restaurants coming soon.
100%.
So go eat out and eat lunch. This has been Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I hope after hanging out with us, you feel more like a Raleigh insider. You can find copies of our magazine around town or subscribe for $10 for 10 issues. We'd love it if you gave this podcast a rating and review and share it with your friends. This podcast was edited and produced by Airfluence. I'm Gina Stevens. We'll see you again soon.